Any thoughts of remodeling this building would just be throwing good money after bad. It really would be. And currently even utilizing this building, if this was to fail, trailers are a temporary solution. They're not long-term. The trailers here, 200 students to the tune of $1.2 million or so, that's throwing good money after bad. Eventually those trailers are going to get ripped out and they're going to go away. If this doesn't pass, it's more trailers. Liberty, we're still going to have to address the issues at our elementary school. And that's more than likely going to be additional trailers. And as long as we keep trying to make use of space that's not even remotely sized for the student population, every dollar we put into trying to make do is just a waste of taxpayer money. It really is. The other thing is like I said, $137 million for a high school and an elementary school, and now we're at $143 million. I get it, but we're not going to stop asking. We're going to keep asking until we get enough yes votes. But what's that price look like if I have to keep asking and keep asking? It's not going to be any cheaper than it is today.
Talking about space, you've got the trailers, which you mentioned, but we hear stories of staff in former closets or restrooms.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, literally, counselors in rooms where our technology is, where our circuit boards and stuff are. We're making do with every possible square inch. But imagine bringing a student in there to try to counsel a student, and you got the noise of everything else going on in that room. Or the staff member who comes to work every day dedicated to these students, and I've now told you, hey, how do you like your new office? It used to be a bathroom. And, well, by the way, you got to share it with somebody else. That's where we're at, and that's what we're doing to our staff. And despite all that, they're doing amazing things with our kids every single day. The dedication level of them has been amazing. Why not provide the facilities? If they can do what they're doing with this building, can you imagine what they would do with the right building? I can only imagine what that looks like for them.
The report card came out, 4.5 overall score. I would think you'd be pretty happy with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It just reinforces what we know. Our staff is doing an amazing job with our students. We address the needs of our students. And we really do treat each student as the individual student they are. So we meet them where they're at, we address their needs, we do what we have to do to help them succeed. And that's our goal. And every day our teachers are striving to do that very thing. And as long as we keep going in that direction, report card's always going to look good and it's only going to get better, quite frankly.
If I recall, you mentioned you've been on the school board for 16 years. And did you ever think you'd be in a situation like this or see the kind of growth this community has seen?
No. It's been insane. I actually had my four sons graduate from Ridgeville. I have two grandchildren in the school district currently, and the growth is explosive. And to Roxanne's point, we don't get any extra money for that. You know, that burden falls on the local taxpayer, and we've done everything we can to be fiscally responsible through all this growth. But no, we've been one of the fastest growing communities in Northeast Ohio, I believe, for the last 10 years. I think the top three in the state of Ohio for growth. And it's not slowing down anytime soon for us. So the need is absolutely now, and we have to get this passed in November.